previously on Under the Influence.
The sassy man apocalypse is officially upon us.
These sassy men are these like gorgeous guys that like most girls want. And most girls are drooling over. And then suddenly, like, just because Tabi Seng said, oh my God, you're so hot, and Samantha said, oh my God, and now you think Yasmin's gonna come to you and give you the same energy. Hell no.
Like, even for the mere fact that on TikTok, you know how we say period?
Yeah.
And then they try to make like a period.
Like, goodbye.
The first time,
like, what is that?
Like, goodbye.
Like, you are supposed to be building a house.
No, like, what do you mean, period?
Period is crazy.
That really, like, send me over the edge, because it's like, can we just have some things that are ours?
Yeah, please. Like, why is it so triggering that, like, we have things that are ours?
Sassy men know their worth. Swinted men know their worth.
I'm so clean, look at me go, yeah, get on my team. Been on a roll, I got what I need. Look at me, I go, look at me, I go in. Damn, I'm cold, I'm so clean. Look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Bringing it on, stack it with ease. Look at me, I go, look at me, I go. Ay, 24/7. Oh yeah, 10s, I'm an 11. I'm an 11. Wanna know how, I don't be stressing.
Hey, shawty.
Hi, I'm Yasmin.
It's your girl, 6 a.m.
And we are Under the Influence!
Woo! I don't know how many times I got to remind these girls to do it.
But I can't ASMR scream when I'm around you guys, because the only thing is shawty!
Yes, you have to be mindful for the listeners.
That's why we have a production team. To make sure that our screams are not killing our people.
No, but like sometimes when I watch the podcast and we go, woo! I can hear, I'm like, yo,
woo!
We are loud as hell.
Because we excited. We got a podcast. What do you mean?
We are loud, child.
Live in Dubai.
Kessa, bro, what's the tea?
What's the Tea is where the girls kick things off with real, unfiltered catch-ups, sharing laughs, life updates, and all the juicy stories. It's like your favorite group chat, full of honesty, chaos, and that easy, fun vibe you love.
Maybe she thinks we're still friends. I don't know, baby, but like, you blocked me. Okay, who wants to go first?
Six went first.
Oh, Six, yeah. You always go with the tea.
Oh, okay. You always okay, got the tea.
I'm ready.
So,
my what's the tea today?
It's just, guys, I've been in my creative bag lately, right? Mm-hmm. And I just, guys, I uploaded a YouTube video, right? And it took me 40
it
days.
Ate
40 your
brain.
The graphics, oh, listen, the breath, I did not the animations, a voiceover, like a real life.
No, you killed it.
Like, guys, I was so locked in that bag. And obviously, by the time you see this, a lot more would have rolled out. But I'm in my creative bag. Please go watch that episode. I'm in my creative bag and I'm just so happy. Like, I love being in this element. Like, it's really who I am. So I'm just living on my purpose and flourishing, baby.
Woo! I love it. I'm so here for it. Absolutely love it.
My what's the tea? If you watched the previous episode, I was like, I need to go see the Cairo.
Guys, I am so frustrated. I'm so frustrated.
Why are we frustrated?
Guys, I just need to go see the chiropractor. Enough has been said.
No, too much has been said.
Honestly.
Too much.
Honestly, and if you don't catch my drift, baby, when you're watching this, me and you's over.
Oh, that was like a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. Right now. So I had to make sure that I saw the Cairo.
Did you set an appointment?
No, I didn't set an appointment. I said, I'm pulling up right now. I said, you tired? You can never get tired of me.
Ooh,
you can never.
We love her so much.
So I went to go see the Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Nah, don't just say good.
I didn't click the chiropractor.
Did he crack?
Crack, yeah.
Crack all the knots.
sure. No. For sure. Because I felt like, you know what? You know when you feel like you're having a hard week and everything's just falling apart? Sometimes you just need to go see the chiropractor.
Absolutely.
Just to crack.
And you'll be fine. Loose. The next day when I walked into work, I was like, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's breakfast. Lost track of time, but we had a ball. Absolutely loud, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happiness.
So my what's the tea really feeds into the topic for today. So this week, one of my ex-friends, well, I call her an ex-friend, like maybe she thinks we're still friends, I don't know, baby, but like, you blocked. But she, so she sent me a DM on Instagram inviting me to this event, right? And I was a bit confused because the reason why her and I are no longer friends is because I'm no longer friends with her friend. So she kind of like inherited beef, whatever. And I kind of felt like she was playing both sides. Like she was telling me one thing, but I was like, I feel like if you're telling me what she's saying, you're probably going to tell her what I'm saying, you know? Yeah, so it left me in like a weird space because I never expect my friends to choose. Like, let's say we all had a fallout. Like if me and Six, if we had a fallout, I wouldn't expect you to choose between me and Six. So she sent me a DM inviting me to this event. I was like, girl, I don't know what crack cocaine you on, but I will not be there.
Yeah.
I will not.
She wants you to go there and light things up.
She like what would I even be doing?
Burn the
What was the reason?
No, you know, I feel like she probably knew what she was doing.
So I was a bit taken aback and like, again, I'm in my reflective era. Like, y'all know I was toxic. Okay, a couple episodes ago, I was toxic. But now I'm working on it. So I opened the DM. I made sure she saw that I seen it. And I didn't respond because it was just weird. Like, we don't even, like, she literally unfollowed me, removed me as a follower. But then you invited me to something. Like, you want to use my likeness. Like, you want to take photos of me. You want me to post that I'm there. Like, it was just so weird. Like, it just caught me off guard. And just to like go into today's topic, it just made me feel like really off. I was like, I don't understand you. Like, if you don't fuck with me, like, don't fuck with me all the way.
Sure.
You know, when we're talking about being a villain, like, I appreciate a villain that stands on her bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, that I can respect. But like, when you're trying to play both sides and it's like, we cool, but we not cool, but we're going to be cool when I want it. Like, oh.
A neutral friend. Red flag.
No. That's my what's the tea because, the tatas are tattering. That's my what's the tea.
Yeah.
With that being said, guys, let's get into
the hot seats. So, ladies.
This week.
Have you ever
love somebody so much it makes you cry?
Have you ever needed something so bad you can't sleep at night? Have you ever tried to find the words but they don't come out right? Have you ever
baby.
Okay. Have you guys ever had a friend who was masked in sheep's clothing, as your ultimate best friend?
Lord, have mercy.
But in actuality, it was a wolf trying to be you.
Damn.
Little Red Riding.
Today's topic is about
the girl best friend conspiracy, innocent Jesus. Friendship, or secret audition.
We're getting into the topic of friendship, ladies. And I think we all come from very trying times.
Yeah.
Very bad for each other.
For sure.
And I think that experience has led us to each other to show them what real friendship looks like. Yo, I'm so spicy. I said real friendship. But let's talk about it, guys. I think we've all had an experience of being in a girl group where, or even, it doesn't even have to be a group, but like where you have a friendship with someone, but you actually kind of feel like they're trying to compete with you. And it's like, listen, I don't want what you have.
Yeah.
And like, what's for me won't pass me. So if you have it, it certainly wasn't meant for me. So what was your experience with someone you felt like was trying to compete with you, or it was like a secret audition to, you know, those friends who are just friends with you because they're trying to get something out of you?
Yeah.
What has your experience been in the friendship, female friendship department, to be specific?
I used to have a friend.
Back in the day.
In my primary days.
I'm in my youth.
No. Right now I'm in my youth. Back then I was in my primary days. Mm. In my youth. And I wouldn't say like she necessarily competed like to get what I have. But now that I look at it, I'm like, you could have wanted what I got. Yeah. You know? Mm. You could have. I don't know. But the thing that like I feel broke our friendship was she
always
like the pads went for the guys that I was interested in.
Okay, that's
so weird. Now we're competing with niggas.
That's a good one. That's weird.
It was horrible.
But it happens. That's weird. Like, we think it's weird, but it happens more often than not.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not even talking about going for exes or, like, people that you've been with, whatever. It's literally like, I'm telling you, friend, I like this guy. Yes. Next thing you follow him. Furnton. Yes.
Those girly pops specifically are the pick-me's.
Mm.
The pick girly pops that are literally burn not girls. Literally.
Mm.
That is insane.
And then I remember when I found out that she got with one of the guys that I really liked. Mm-hmm. Like, I really liked this person. And we had so many things in common. And then I found out from a mutual friend that she got with him. I was like, what do you mean?
What you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? And then he was just venting to me about the whole situation and whatever. And I was just like, that is so messed up.
That's so messed up.
Because me and the person had like broken up at the time and we weren't speaking to each other. And then me and her were also not speaking because like, she went down. And then next thing I'm hearing that you went for the guy that I...
hated you.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, I think the thing that like messes me up the most about it is the fact that she was there like during the courting, during like us going like hanging out, and we'd have like... Because we were in like a mutual friend group. So we'd go out with them and it would be fun. And I'd always be with this person.
Yes.
And she had her person like in the group. But like now it's just like, okay, now that I'm not with this person, you my best friend. I tell you everything. I tell you, girl, I almost did this with this man. This man did and all that stuff. And then now I'm hearing that you went for him. And I just think as my best friend. You like that's so diabolical.
That's grounds.
That's so
especially
diabolical.
Because she was there during like the courting stage when you guys dated, when you guys
every detail,
when you guys broke up.
Like, and us girlies, like we get into the details, like when we talk to each other. I'm talking about, like,
receipts.
Listen,
recordings,
graphics. Sensitive viewers.
Like, if our first anyone date, you have world. All the pictures of our first date.
Dude.
Yeah.
Guys, that is like, insane. If anyone were to go through, like, our media in our group chats.
Jail.
Jail. Friend, but I hate that you said, like, viewers.
You said viewers.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
But yesterday, that's I stepped
unfair.
Up my game. Like, I said, like,
no, you said
okay, I'll send, that you I'll could start. Post. I'll start. I didn't know it was a problem.
It like, is. Okay, problem, you have friend. All our receipts.
Honestly.
You don't even send. You show us in real life.
Yeah.
I'm actually no, the only then, person. No,
the other time, I sent you guys.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I sent you guys. And it wasn't the view ones because I don't want to be, like, 6 a.m.
But I want the...
Ah!
But I want that voice memo on our group.
Yes!
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Now you're switching the blame to you. Yeah. Did I not send you... No, did I show you guys or did I send you guys the video?
You showed us.
Guys, listen.
But you know I would
when
say...
When it comes to evidence...
But friend, like you wouldn't...
Really. I'm not gonna lie. The graphics in detail...
Like, listen.
Imagery. Oh, everything Lord. You need. There's a voice note about it. Okay? You will
there's
never.
There's a screenshot. There's
get
a
caught lacking. All of it.
There's everything.
Shout easy, my friend.
Yes. Shout guys, easy. Because okay? That's how I think friendship should be.
Okay.
But actually, I'm going to stop doing that. I only do it with you guys because I really trust you guys. Because imagine I did it with that other friend group.
That should just work. It will be friend, listen, all over the tabloids.
Page 6.
Everyone would know about it. Everybody.
No, page 6. Mm-mm. No, it's because I really like trust you guys to the fullest. And I love capturing moments.
Yeah, no, friend. Very, very, very like moments that could really send you to jail.
Like, honestly. Okay. Like,
literally.
If I was like you, friend, y'all would probably have some things y'all should not see. Y'all shouldn't see me at
friend,
that
you
night.
Never know. This week, I might send your video to the group.
And don't do that. Okay. Don't do that.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
Okay. But we're digressing. Let's get back to the topic. 24/7. All your times, I'm an 11.
I'm an 11. Wanna know how? I would be stressed. How do you guys feel about being best friends with someone who does the same thing as you?
Like industry-wise?
Yeah, like career-wise, like industry-wise, like exactly the same. If you're an influencer and she's also, or rather, if you're a beauty influencer and she's also a beauty influencer.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's like the best like connection.
Yeah.
You know, my best friend, how we had things going, like growing up was like we went to the fashion school, we were into fashion all together, the creativity, everything was aligned. It's like you connect on a whole different level, right? So I think it's beautiful. Like, yeah.
So then when do you think that, so in the beginning, right, when you're both starting out, it sounds great, right? It's like, yeah, we're pushing together, like you got this, I'm going to invite you to an event, da-da-da-da. When do you think that shift happens where it's like, actually... You're my competition at this point.
I think the shift happens when you're probably getting more things than said person, or you're getting more recognition than said person.
I was working with somebody, right? And this is my truth, right? So I was working with somebody and we were friends. Like we were really close, like attending each other's family gatherings type of close, you know?
Yeah.
And then I get my new job, right? And she's still in that place where she's looking for a job, right? So I realized that when I tell her about my accolades, because in my workspace we travel and all of those things, I like express that excitement, you know, or like things like that. Just tell her like how I am, how things are going. I realize that the DMs are getting like less and less. Like I'm the only person. You see, when you see all the green and then the less from the other person.
Yeah.
So I'm the person that's like checking in. I'm updating. Even if I'm not updating, just like checking in. So I'll like go on like my first trip for work. It's so exciting.
Yes.
Naturally would share that with each other. And like the conversation just like dies down. Like she's not responsive. She's not like all of these things, you know. Anytime she'd like text me would be like when she needs something, you know, but then I realized conversations are like that. And I'm like, wow, that's actually insane. Anytime I speak about my accolades, it's a problem. Like you don't even speak to me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not my fault that I got this like right now. You
like
know?
I'm just doing
And it would never, and if it was like the other way around, reversed. It would never be that. I will cheer you on because that's what friends do.
But like if I change my perspective and be like, okay, my friend got a job. Like the way I see it is, oh, okay, God is in the neighborhood.
Yes.
That means that I'm next.
Exactly.
So it's not like a thing of, I've been praying for 6 months, but I'm not getting anything. Da, da, da. But like, honestly, like God's, what's it called? God's rejection is God's redirection.
It's gonna happen for you.
Yeah,
you
know? It's gonna happen.
It's just that right now, it's not the time. And that's okay. Celebrate the next person, especially if it's your friend. You know,
because also like especially like in times if you're looking for a job or you're in like a tough space, for example, it's hard to celebrate other people.
Yeah,
you know, but how are you supposed to get what you've been praying for, what you want, if you don't celebrate the people around you, and if you're envious, and if you're like, you jealous.
Need to be in that energy, you need to be in that vibration, of like celebration, and like,
you also have to be mindful as a friend to not, like, if you hate your job and your friend's looking for a job, don't like talk about how ungrateful you are all the time, you know, or how like miserable it is, and like all these things. Like, you sort of have to be like, you know, have that spirit of discernment.
Yeah.
Like, I know that she's probably going through this, and me expressing this would make me feel like, oh, she wishes she was in the position that I am in, you know, even though they don't know the real details of what goes on in that job. But it's like, it's so important to also be mindful that, okay, like, you know, like, I'm going through this, but I don't have to tell her this right now, you know. 24/7. Oh yeah, times I'm in 11.
I'm in 11. Wanna know how? I don't be stressing. I think the other issue in friendships is like a friendship imbalance. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen girls who are popular or like have a lot of money or are really like on a different standard. They love to befriend and be close to people who are below them. Who are below them so that they can feel like better about themselves. Yes. Have you guys ever been in a friendship where either you were the girl who was on top of the world and like, you know, you had friends that were below you, or vice versa, where you felt like, actually, I'm like the below friend, where it's like everything has to be on your accord. Like, everything you do must go the way that you want it to go.
No. No, I have never. I haven't experienced that. Have you?
I feel
you?
Like I have. I've seen it, like, but I haven't experienced it.
I feel like I low-key have. I think this person thought I was like below them, but I'm very like sure of myself. Like, for me, what makes me isn't like how much money I have or how popular I am and all these things that I kind of felt like they really cared about. Like, this person really cared about those things. And so it kind of de-armed them for the fact that I actually didn't care about those things. Like, I don't care how much money I have. If I don't rock with this, I don't rock with it. Yeah. Like, I don't care that you're the most popular in the group. I don't rock with it. Like, you know, so that kind of made them feel like, wait.
Because they're not used to that.
They're not used to that, right? So I was like in a friendship where like I felt like it was very uplifting, whatever. But I guess it was uplifting. It's like, I want you to do good, but I just don't want you to do better than me.
That is so crazy. Imagine if Beyonce, the Beyonce Knowles Carter, treated Kelly and Michelle like that. I'm not saying Kelly and Michelle are like below Beyonce, but in terms of like superstardom ship.
Yeah.
Imagine if Beyonce, like, but we don't know like the ins and outs of their friendship.
100%.
But imagine if she treated them like fans. Basically. That's insane. I would like to think Beyonce uplifts.
Yes.
You know, Kelly and Michelle.
Like, if they need anything, like, you can call. Like, you
let's
know.
Go on stage together.
Right. Yes. I have a different part, but you need a producer. You need a studio, girl. I got you.
Yes.
You
know? Like, I feel like that's what friendship. So now, like,
that's
when
friendship's about.
When now you think I'm below you, or you think I'm above you, that just messes up the whole friendship dynamic, because then you start treating me differently.
Yes.
And I'm just your friend.
But I do think we need to start categorizing our friends. Like, so Lerai, who I work with, she made me do some exercise at the beginning of the year. She made me draw a circle on the board. And that, like, circle was me. And then she made me draw a ring and another ring and another ring and another ring. And she said, put your friends, like, put their names in these rings based on who's the closest to you, right? So I start writing people's names, whatever. And then she starts, like, interrogating the people I put close to me. So she said, this person, have you guys ever had, like, an argument, a fight, whatever? I was like, why would you be asking me that? And she said to me, like, there's a certain level of understanding that you get to in a friendship when you do have disagreements, right? So if you've never fought with this person, erase them, because it's still the honeymoon phase. Erase them, move them to the next bracket. So she made me do this whole exercise After I did all of that, she made me categorize them. Like, is this the friend you would call if you were in an emergency? Mm-hmm. Is this the friend you would call if you want to groove? Is this the friend that da da da? Mm-hmm. So then I ended up categorizing all my friends. And then she said, these two people, these are your girls, like your close friends. Oh, and it happens to me, y'all.
Spoilers!
You know? And that was still like earlier on in the year, but I was like, I feel so safe and comfortable around these girls. Like, even though we haven't really had like a big fallout or whatever, I just know if that were to ever happen, I have an idea of how you guys would react. But back to my point, you have to categorize your friends so that you know where they stand and like where that loyalty stands. Because oftentimes people think like you owe them a certain level of loyalty, but it's like, you're actually just my going out friend, or you're actually just the friend we talk about boys all the time, you know? And it used to actually hurt me to be like, every time I talk to this girl, like, we're always talking about boys, or we're always talking about going out or drinking or this. I'm like, I don't feel like this is a real friendship. But I got to a point where it was like, let me treat people the way they are categorized. Not everyone needs to know my entire life. Not everyone needs to be privy to what's happening and when I'm going through stuff. Because, you know, sometimes you'll speak to a friend and you're like, yo, friend, this is actually what I'm going through. And they actually emotionally are unavailable to be there for you.
Do you guys believe in having a best friend? Like, this is my best.
My best friend is Percy. Like, he's literally like last number best friend. There's nothing I would be ashamed to tell him. There's like, I don't know, I guess it's also the fact that we work together everywhere. Like, that's literally like friendship soulmates through and through. I would say that Percy's my best friend, and then obviously you guys are my best friends.
But I'm another best friend. She a real bad bitch, got her own money. She don't live long, she got a gym club. She don't need that, I just
I don't know. Like, that's my only reference of a best friend. Oh, and CYK. Busisiwe Kumalo. I think that person is like my friendship soulmate. Like, she is like, and we don't get to see each other often because she lives in Durban and like all of that. But I know, like, when I see her, like,
it's a wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's our girl. Shout out to CYK one time.
And even on that note, like, growing up, right, I had like one best friend. Guys, we tried being in groups. Like, we tried the girl groups. Listen, couldn't do it, right? She'd be absent from school. We were so tight, like literal sisters, like every time after school, each other's houses, like that type of dynamic, right? So we would try the big girl groups. And literally, there was this one time where the girlies that we tried, right, when she's not there, I can't be fake, guys. I really can't. Like, I won't sit with you like I rock with you when I don't rock with you, right?
Yeah, literally.
They had a meeting for me, right? You know, in high school when you'd have meetings. They had a meeting.
I know.
Oh, I've been through that too.
Interventions for real.
Intervention. Listen.
And we were like, I remember we were like near the senior quad and we're under this tree and it's like all of them. 10 of them. And they were like, yeah, we just realized that when she's not here, like, you just don't chill with us.
But did they lie?
I mean, valid crash out. But like, I stood on it. Like, yeah, because that's just how I feel about it.
You just told them straight
up.
No,
like, they were so mad. Like, they were just going off at me.
Those,
but it's like,
girl group interventions. Listen,
they were real.
Like,
but I do not care. I can't lie.
Like, have you ever had an intervention?
I have had an intervention. So.
What did you
do? This was in high school. I just don't remember which grade. I don't want to say which grade. They might be watching.
Okay.
But,
guys, yo. Wait a minute. Do you know that TikTok of like when your friend is crying and you're the only one that knows?
Yes, guys. Like, no, guys.
No, guys.
Guys, not right now.
It's getting hot.
She doesn't want to talk about it right now. I have so many stories.
I love that.
Listen, you are
that literally made me the person I am today.
Yeah.
being the only person to know why your friend is crying.
Okay. Yeah, so this happened in high school, and my best friend at the time, she had other friends, right? So she was going through a fallout with her friends. And I'm in high school. I have other friends, my high school friends. And then I'm like, because I was like a little petty Patrice.
Petty in the back.
I was so petty. If I didn't like something, I'd post it on my status.
Yo, when WhatsApp was R5.
When WhatsApp was
R5.
WhatsApp statuses used to go, I will sub you on WhatsApp statuses.
So I used to be very petty. And my friends at the time, they had their own like secret whatever. I don't know what the hell it was, where they go to a store and do whatever they do. And then when they came back, I was like upset. And then I posted on my, and this was before WhatsApp status. This was like when your status was the status.
Oh, yes.
I posted, I hate fake friends.
Ooh.
I hate
fake
friends. And I went on Facebook.
Not Facebook.
I added my best friend and I was like, these backed up female dogs will not get to you. I'm here to stand. Because she was going through whatever she was going through.
And you will stand for that friend. Like, that's my friend.
No one is going to get to you when I'm here. And then on the Monday, I go to school.
How?
These girls are not talking to me. I'm sitting there in lunch. I'm crying.
I don't know what I did. I'm writing.
And you know exactly what you did.
I'm doing my homework.
Like, I just don't know what I did.
And then the LO teacher comes and she's like, are you okay? I'm
like, yeah.
Then they had an intervention. This was before netball. So now we're changing. I go up to them like, guys, like, why aren't you guys talking to me? And then the main character of the crew.
There's always that main.
There's always that one.
Went up to the other girls. I don't know what she said to them. They stood up and they left. I was like, eh.
They obeyed. They obeyed the monster.
What is happening, auntie? What's going on? Like, I want to know what I did.
Yeah.
And then we're playing netball. Guys, it was just so weird. I sent them a message. I'm like, but I was not talking about you on Facebook.
Like,
so
like, no, why?
Yeah. And then, the guys, my God, it gets worse. And then, that weekend, I went to my granny's house. I left my phone at home. When I go back home, I go on my phone. I go on Facebook. One of the girls posted something. And then I see the comments. And then the main character did like a POV picture. And then she said, POV when your friend says, I hate fake friends on her status. I liked every single comment. I was like, I want you to see that I saw this. So like, honestly, now that I think back at it, like, I have been in a position where someone thought that they were better than me.
Yes.
Whatever. And it's just like, nah, dude.
Amen.
Do you know me? Are you aware of me?
Are you aware?
Like, why are you aware? What?
And I don't crazy know business. Why, but in high school, I want to say I attracted, but like, the people I was friends with, just like the people I liked.
Mm.
It's just like, but you don't got to do that though.
Yeah.
You don't got to like who I like.
100%.
And most of the time that all the guys would, those boys were so messed up. Like, if y'all see this, y'all can burn in hell. Those guys would, like, they would, like, you know, come to me and, like, friend, and, you know, like, oh, yeah, you know, what. But then they'd always go to the best friend or the friend.
Because
they know they get something that I wouldn't offer to
100%,
them.
100%,
yeah. It's just so messed up. Just like, I ain't like that. I'm a lady.
You react to it, honestly. Like, I did have, like, a ride or die, like, everything, do everything together. Like, that throughout school, that was my vibe. Like, it was just one friend throughout.
You guys are my best friends. You have, like, distinction level qualities that I want in a friend.
Yes, categorize your best, your friends, or whatever. But I personally don't believe in best. I don't believe in that.
I get you.
But to wrap up the segment, let's get into red receipts.
Read
Receipts is our wild, no-filter storytelling segment where we decode mysterious screenshots with zero context. Got a screenshot to share? Slide into our DMs. Your receipts could be read next. Okay, guys, so we've kind of switched up read receipts a little bit. So how we're going to do this is one person every cycle of read receipts will read their text message and the other two will have to guess what the context of that conversation was.
Period.
And then the next time it'll be the next host and the next time it'll be the next host. You know, we're going to keep it going like that. Okay. So if you guys love this segment, please make sure to send us your read receipts so we can read it right here on Under the Influence. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bridge, you're up.
My red receipt says, "But I'm scared my boyfriend will see us."
She is
doing very sinful things.
Oh no, I think it's a work husband. The fact that she said my boyfriend will see us is that the boyfriend knows this other person.
Mm. And you said, stay away.
Stay away.
From that person.
And now you said, let's do dinner. Mm. After work drinks.
She's doing sinful things.
I think it's a work husband. And the work husband was saying, let's have after work drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, can we do it in the office? And he was like, no, dude. Like, let's go to the restaurant down the street. Mm. And she's like, mm-mm. My boyfriend's gonna see us because he's probably those crazy type of boyfriends where he will show
up.
He will show up, check live location. He will show up. So she's
Zelling. Okay,
that's what I think.
Okay.
Obviously, she's doing something she's not supposed to be doing, right? Mm. But I just think it's like a general like cheating situation.
Mm.
You know, like I just think she is in the corners somewhere. I just think like already the man is onto her,
mm-hmm.
but like now she's like, now he's like, now she's doing something and like it's very risky, like risky final boss.
Yeah, that's okay.
So these people are in a talking stage, right? The guy sends a message and says, hi, let's go out for dinner. The girl says, I would love to, but I'm scared, comma, my boyfriend will see us, question mark. And then the guy responds, don't worry, I will take you to a place where he can't afford.
Okay. Dude, this cheating is serious. Like, he knows the boy's pockets.
Like,
what?
Through and through bank statements.
Files the receipt.
No, he read the receipt. What was the message after that? Did she say okay?
No. I don't know what it says after that. That's just all I got. That's all I got.
Whoever sent us that screenshot, we need an update.
We need the tea.
We need an update.
Girl, did you go on the date? Did you not go on the date? Did you say, I'm going to stick by my man even though he's poor?
He went for, he said, that poverty little boyfriend of yours.
Yeah, like,
that little boyfriend, no money ass, having ass boyfriend.
I'm going to take you to New.
Listen, you don't want no
he
puppy?
He takes you to McDonald's.
You want a big dog.
So that was
crazy.
Red receipt.
Dude, cheating and discussing your boyfriend's financial.
Bro,
that is insane. That is like, that is.
I cannot be in a situation where I'm dating someone and someone's quoting me and they say that to me.
Dude, that is disrespectful not only to my man, but to you.
Even disclosing that. So, brother.
What if I'm wicked? Why would you say it?
That is insane. Like, I support women's rights and wrongs, but that's just trifling, girl. Like, that is trifling. 24/7. Oh yeah, tens, I'm in 11.
I'm in 11. Wanna know how? I don't be stressed. Let's close off this episode. That was an amazing Red Receipts feature. Again, if you guys would like to be part of this feature, please make sure to stay tuned to our Instagram because we always post what the topic is for the week and you guys can send us your dirty little screenshots because y'all be busy. You know what I mean? And to close off the episode, let's get into
Crush of the Week.
Can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
My crush of the week is Cardi B. Am I the drama? Guys, I am so, so proud of Cardi. I know I'm saying this like we know each other personally, but from her debut album to taking so much time off to rest to coming out with Am I the Drama, the rollout was insane. Her using her images in court, like the memes, as like an album cover that she was selling for a limited amount of time. Also, guys, her fashion, her style these days, love her down. So, Cardi B, baby, you are my crush of the week.
Is this amazing, like, she's online, and I think she's a designer, fashion designer. Her name is Nadia Tejal, I think.
Oh, yes!
Dude, she's insane, right? I love to see a girly pop in work mode, just doing her thing and being authentically who she is. So, Nadia Tejal, you are my crush of the week.
Shout out, Nadia.
Shout out, Nadia.
My crush of the week is Mokeli.
Ooh.
Mokeli is not that she own. Like the curlies are gagged.
Dying.
Salivating.
Drooling, dog.
This, whatever it is, this like rebrand or like maybe, I don't know what it is, but like it is killing.
Mm-hmm. Eating.
The girlies.
Listen, they are devouring it up.
Like, honestly, like, I feel like his dress sense, I'm just like, Mokeelings.
Mokeelings.
I could let you hit me.
Mokeelings.
Woo! This is for you, Zedzi. You are my crush of the You're my crush of the week.
Big fat juicy lamses.
Big the fattest of the week.
Oh, ladies, another one down and forever to go. Thank you guys so, so much for watching. If you are watching on YouTube, to those of you who are listening on Apple Music and Spotify, thank you so much for tuning into the world of audio, baby. We will see you next week, Sunday, 7 p.m. right here on House of Ramfedi.
Yeah. Period. And until next time, please don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Fuck it and just do it twice.
Cheers!
Is this thing on? Is it recording?
Roll the what's it?
Wait, let me do it again.
Okay. Got diamonds on my neck, got diamonds on my wrist. Since 16, coming down, ripping Texas. How you gonna click this? It was just a hot mess. You can call Tyrone, you bring us a library. What about my body, body? You don't want my body, body? I'm in the house all alone, you'd rather go and party? What about my body, body? You don't want my body, body? It's like I'm nobody, you gon' make me call somebody.
Goodbye.
No, please.
She was about to fly away. Girl, what?
Please, goodbye.
That's a good...
Sana.
Beautiful.
24/7. All your tens, I'm an 11. I'm an 11. Wanna know how? I don't be stressing.